Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. J Foreman, DP Austin. Quick segment here. Somebody asked me who's the baddest dude I faced in the NFL. I don't know, man. I mean, I was talking about Kevin Gogan when he hit me in my ribcage and dropped me. But there's plenty of bad dudes, man. I mean, it was just an era of you better be ready to go. There was no weeks off. But I'm gonna tell you what, Dan Marino and Brett Favre, when we played them the week after, there was articles in their home papers questioning whether they were still viable. I remember one Monday night, we ended up winning the game. Dan Marino, we went into halftime, 21 to 24, 275 yards, and we were playing blanket defense. He just was just in the zone. Same with Brett Favre. Now, we end up winning those games, but sometimes in the NFL, when you're playing, you just can't stop them. So, other Tater here texted in, and we knew it before we went on air. We were gonna get into it, but I guess we'll do it now. Tater, Jalen Lloyd has officially went into the portal. Omaha Westside product. Was at Central before he went to Westside. Obviously, really, really good track athlete before he eventually took off. Well, he's still a great track, but in football. So that's, disappointing. Maybe he's going to go in and see what he can find and then maybe, come back out. I think he still has a lot of growth on the football field. And I do. I think he's a tough kid. Matter of fact, I know he's a tough kid. I know he has a great set of parents. I think he still has untapped potential. I like that he ran track and he's a individually motivated and competitive, and he's phenomenal at track. But that actually validates what I'm saying here is that there's so much more football left in him because he's never, when you run track, this is from my perspective, I might be wrong, but I just know say like whether it's Malachi too, like when you're running these sprints and doing these jumps, you can't be at your football weight. Now they might be able to do it, but you're not training like a football player. So you got to think when you're trying to get better at football, and if he starts to just solely focus on football, you're going to see him take off. Cause listen, we've seen him make 50-50 catches at 5'10", 5'11". He's tough. I think he's really, really green and learning playing the position at wide receiver, because I think he got started a little bit late in the high school deal. I think he's going to be, he's got a great bright future and he's a great kid. I like that kid.
You definitely saw the potential. The football track thing was interesting, but never really worked out to its max. And again, we don't want to discourage student athletes from doing multiple sports, especially in high school as you get into college. My question for 2025 is, who's the deep threat, right? That's what Jalen Lloyd really brought to the table, and I think could have brought to the table. They used Barney downfield a little bit, maybe not his strong suit. Key's a big guy, but not necessarily more Jamal Banks mold, I think, than a true burner. Same with Isaiah Hunter. Nebraska needs that true vertical threat, I think, to stretch the field. I think Jalen Lloyd was going to be their best opportunity for that, and now that's another question mark.
Yeah, I think Hunter can run for real. Like, he can run for real. That's a missing part. But I think how you open up those shots, obviously, is obviously being able to play action and run past guys and stuff like that. And being a good deep ball player is just more than speed. You know, it's setting up the routes. It's the timing of the calls and situation and all that.
It's learning football.
It's learning football. But I also think he's better than just running deep, though.
Oh, for sure.
And I think as he gets better as a route runner, he's one of the guys that it was funny when he came out of high school. You could have flipped the coin on whether he's going to play defensive back or wide receiver. And the thing.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As for a track guy, he didn't play like a track guy. We've had guys that were really, really fast when I played, couldn't run, couldn't stop for nothing. All they could do is just run fast. You see guys like that all the time. And so, but he was able to do so. So, you know, well, hopefully, I mean, though, hopefully he doesn't stay in there too long.
Some of this is compatibility with the system and the play call, right? What you're being asked to do. We watched an entire season of Husker football offensively trying to extend the field with a variety of players, and none of them really seemed to click at the level that we would hope. In finding somebody with Dylan's arm being able to break one and take, instead of the 12-yard route, turn it into a 60-yard route.
Yeah.
Or somebody who can get vertical out of third on in a one-to-one coverage.
Yeah.
And some of that's personality profile, right? Some of that is just dog. It's just dog that I refuse to be manhandled on the outer third by somebody that weighs 180 pounds. Right, then I'm going to take a flag. You put your hands on me. Some of that depends on the people, and I think for Jalen, 19 catches is, if we had said before the season that that's the number of catches, we would all shake our head and wonder, okay, several things didn't happen. Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes it's compatible, sometimes it's mutual. That in the best space for it, everybody rooting for Jalen Roy makes sense. Everybody rooting for Jalen Roy makes sense. The idea is that these young receivers that have all left now, as Austin said, leaves more questions. And we're in that time where questions will be asked.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a time that you got to be also realistic that, you know, you got a new wide receiver coach. So he might have a different idea. Like, I've been on it. I had a coach that didn't want to play me, but I was probably just too good. He couldn't, right? I probably wasn't ideally aesthetically what he wanted. And that's just the way it goes. I mean, I remember being in the NFL, being a free agent, and Nick Saban was like, I like my inside linebacker 6'4". I was like, well, dude, like, nice seeing you again. You know, I mean, that's, you knew what I was before I got on the plane, but I like the trip. I'll take the Joe Stone crab with you instead when I came down here. That's cool. It's worth the trip. And so I think a little bit of that there, and then, you know, probably seeing what else is out there also. But then, you know, throwing it deep is not just on them. See, it's a timing thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's stuff to work on. And as much as Jalen can improve, everybody else has to improve. And it's different because you have one drastically different offensive play caller, I think, now. The same plays that calls them a lot different. And ideally, you know, what you want is a little bit different.
Great news in that Missouri finished off the game against Iowa.
Dang.
You want to know how they did it?
Oh, it's spectacular. Yes.
56-yard field goal.
Oh,
to take the lead with like a minute, 2.5 minutes to go, or three and a half minutes to go. Yeah. Iowa drive gets stopped. They punt it. Missouri gets to its own like 29-yard line, 4th and 1, decides to punt. Dude shanks it. Dude shanks the punt. Iowa takes over to its own 45-yard line. Sack on first down for 13 yards. They get back to 4th and 1. They line up to tush push, quarterback sneak it. Missouri guy goes Troy Polamalu, makes Sullivan cut left. Linebacker scoops in around the outside. 4th down stop. 2 kneels down. Business.
Oh, dang. That's still done. That's got hurt, man.
Shame to see it.
Hey, Robert De Niro 2.0. That's a long trip back to Iowa City.
Sad to see
it. Hey, but you got to give a shout out to Mr. Stand On Business, though. Because he said that he still had enough belief that they should be in the college football playoffs. And Missouri won 10 games this year. Might be the funniest post-game handshake to Josh Heupel of all time. Anyways, Jay Forbert, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private.
See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.